Today's story is The Wise Men Who Found Christmas, written by Raymond Arroyo, illustrated by Diane Lefayre. There are many tales of the wise men who followed the star to Bethlehem, but most are untrue. This is the way I remember it, and I was there. In the Arabian kingdom of Nabatea, atop a temple in the city of Petra, magi spotted a star blazing in the sky. While they all marveled at the sight, only three wise men among them debated what it could mean and what they should do about it. Melchior, the oldest of the magi, who was very ill, heard the Jewish prophecies of a Messiah to be born of a virgin. Even our own religion foresees a king who will raise the dead and destroy evil. Melchior gazed up to the heavens. The stars do not lie. He is coming, and I wish to see him while I can. We should follow the light. If royalty is involved, we should inform our king, said Balthazar, who had spent years at the royal court. Let him decide our path. Go to the king. Then Caspar, the youngest, looked at his star charts. Have you ever seen anything like this? The stars are aligning. We must make haste to discover the truth. They agreed to share their findings with King Aretas. The king of Nabatea received his magi the following night. They showed him how Jupiter and Saturn had come together in the constellation of Aries to create one brilliant star. What does it tell us? Aretas wondered. A great king is to be born in Israel, Melchior said. Now King Aretas had ties to old and dangerous King Herod of Israel. If a new prince were to be born in Israel, surely Herod would know. Go to Herod as my representative, King Aretas ordered. Bring this new king offerings from our land. To keep the peace, they would honor the prince with Nabatea's most precious goods, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We will follow the light, Melchior promised. Go to the king, Balthazar added, and make haste to discover the truth, Caspar said. By the time they had gathered their caravan and Melchior mounted his faithful horse, the star had disappeared from the sky. Confused and in darkness, the wise men galloped along trade routes they knew well, around the Dead Sea, past Bethlehem, and on to Jerusalem. But the ride was long, and old Melchior grew weary. Though he said nothing, his old bones plainly ached, and his side stung with pain. After several days, the wise men arrived at the court of Herod the Great. Balthazar elegantly bowed. Your Highness, we seek the newborn king of the Jews, he said. I am the king of the Jews, Herod snapped. There is no other. There must be. We saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him, Melchior said. Herod was greatly troubled. Bring me the priests and scribes, he shouted to his servants. If a Messiah were to appear, where would he be born? King Herod demanded. One priest came forward. In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then the jealous Herod had an idea. He whispered to the wise men, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, send me word that I, a cruel look flashed in his eyes, that I too may go and worship him. The wise men nervously bowed and thanked the old king. Outside the palace, Caspar sighed. How will we ever find the child? Perhaps we should go back to Nabatea, Balthazar suggested. Melchior felt lost. He hung his head in silence, a hand on his aching side. That's when Melchior's horse nudged his master's face heavenward. For in the sky, the star they had seen in the east rose before them. The old man yanked at his horse's reins. The light! We will follow the light, he said. Go to the newborn king? Balthazar asked. Yes, Caspar said, dashing ahead of the others. Make haste to discover the truth. Once they reached the little town of Bethlehem, the wise men asked the townsfolk where the newborn king might be. There is no king here, some said. King? Another added. Herod is our only king. Then a shepherd told them that one night, as he tended his sheep, angels had appeared in the sky above him. They told him that a savior had been born, a tiny baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, who the shepherd later saw with his own eyes. "Take us to the king," Balthazar begged. "I don't know where he is. It was months ago," the shepherd said. "But he is with us. The child lives." Melchior focused on the moving star blazing overhead. "The light will show us the way to the child. It will not fail us." And though members of the caravan grumbled, the wise men pressed forward. The star led them through dark streets and narrow alleys and then stopped suddenly. Before them, a long tail of starlight touched the top of one small house. Melchior's heart raced even as his side throbbed with pain. Had they really found the newborn Messiah? Balthazar frowned in bewilderment. How could this humble home hold a king? But Caspar stomped out an excited little dance, grabbed at the cask of frankincense from one of the camels. Then Melchior noticed something odd. He assumed that the radiant beam of starlight spilled down from above, but now he realized that the light actually shot up to the star from an opening in the roof of the house. "Follow the light," Melchior murmured, clutching at his side and running to the little house. Inside, the wise men found the one they sought, a newborn child in a cradle. Mary, the child's mother, welcomed them. "You have come from the east. He has been awaiting your arrival." For the first time in his long life, Melchior was speechless. The glow of the child filled him with awe. "Go to the king," Balthazar urged him. "Make haste to discover the truth," Caspar whispered. Mary then placed the babe in Melchior's arms. In a hush, the old man told the child the things held deep in his heart, his desire to see this king whose star he'd witnessed at his rising, of their long and confusing journey, and of the illness that weakened him. When he returned the baby to the cradle, Melchior's face shone. "Are you all right?" Caspar asked Melchior as they departed. Melchior touched his side. "I have no pain. The child has healed me." "What wonders we have seen this night," Balthazar marveled. "Should we go tell King Herod?" "Not yet," Melchior said. "We will camp here tonight and then proceed to Jerusalem in the morning." And as they slept, Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar dreamed the same dream. A bright star appeared before them and transformed into an angel. "Be not afraid. I have been with you from the beginning," it announced. "If you return to Herod, you will place yourselves and the child Jesus in great danger. Go home another way." In the morning, each wise man did as he was told and headed home on an entirely new path. For the rest of his days, Melchior continued to follow the light and spread it to others. Balthazar no longer cared about the royal courts of the world, but never stopped urging those he met to go to the king, the smallest he had ever worshipped. And deep into his old age, Caspar, with haste, passed the truth he had discovered on to any who would listen. And the light the wise men found in Bethlehem centuries ago shines still for all who seek it. I should know. I saw it myself and carried the tale. The end. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Isaiah 9:2. Follow the light, go to the king, and make haste to discover the truth. May we all shine the light of Jesus everywhere we go. Amen.